So we might get that work done at low cost, lower than a commercial vendor would offer.
Okay, I'm playing with some wording here. I think we're going to need to number these items so that we can refer to them more easily, but it would be something like at the top where it says we invite your, shouldn't say company because they're not all companies, some of them are nonprofits, your organization. We invite your organization to submit a proposal to us by, well, we'll come back to the deadline in a minute. We're now, it's getting really late. It says December 30th, but hold that thought. Okay, the new sentence might be, your organization is free to make a proposal only for items 1 and 2, or alternatively for items 3 through whatever the final number is, if you so desire. How about that?
Or both.
Right. Okay, any objection to that? And then as far as the management structure, please include a description of your organization's management structure as it would affect your performance on this contract. Is that good?
Say that again.
Yeah.
Please include a description of your organization's management structure as it would affect your performance on this contract. In other words, we don't care how they make other decisions that don't involve Pacifica, but if they do get the contract, who's making the decisions? What's the process internally that we may have to interact with? Okay, so any objection to that new sentence?
Worded a little weirdly to me.
Okay.
Say it again.
Please include a description of your organization's management structure as it would affect your performance on this contract.
Carolyn, I'm back here.
Please
Rob Robbins.
No,
go ahead, Bonnie, and then Carolyn and Rob.
I would leave the first half of that.
Please include a description of your organization's management structure. Okay.
And how you would administer this project. Somebody jump in here. Somebody's got
okay,
an idea.
Okay, let's call on Carolyn.
Yeah, I think we're into micromanaging stuff that will be negotiated at some point. I think the customary language, if I read enough of these things, is, please name the executives who will be working with Pacifica Foundation on this project. And then, name the chief or the major, not operators, but personnel who will be working with us on this. And then they'll have to name the two people who will do it, and then those will be the people that we would be negotiating with.
But let me ask you a question, Carolyn. We're not requiring bidders to say in advance who all five local who they would appoint as all five local supervisors.
No, but you want the management level, whoever is going to be negotiating this contract and supervising those five people. You want to know maybe the name of that person and then the second person in command.
Okay.
And I think that's more than enough detail because you're going to get just hung up in stuff that's going to have to be renegotiated anyway.
Okay, Rob.
I would think that you might be able to say, please describe the staffing structure that you propose to interact with the foundation in administering the election process.
Yeah.
Okay, so please describe the staffing structure that you propose to interact with the foundation in administering this contract? Is that
right? Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you can change lots of small things.
No, that sounds pretty good. Anyone want to tweak that?
Bill,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe not tweak, but yeah, I guess the thing I'm afraid of, what I want to make sure it covers is the known problems we've had, like if somebody doesn't get a ballot, who do they call? And how many steps in the chain of command does have to go through before they get a ballot? Because we've had problems, you know, with being, they request a ballot, they were promised a ballot, and nobody knows who didn't do their job to get the ballot to them. And so it needs to be clear that, you know, whatever, however they propose it, there's a mechanism for handling all the things that we have on our statement of work.
This is Rob again.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I understand what Bill is saying, but rather than just putting a lot of language onto it, one of the things that we might attach to this would be like what you see on the Internet all the time that are called FAQs, and we could call these FEPs, frequently encountered problems.
Oh,
okay.
So we could just say these are the types of problems that we anticipate that structure would have to be involved in resolving, or at least responding to on a daily basis. I mean, that way they don't have to answer every single question, but we could say these are the types of problems that exist. I agree with someone or several people 20 minutes ago in the dialogue that said that the language in this scope of work is becoming so diffuse that it's going to be hard for some people to respond to it. So maybe if we tried to, you know, limit the things that we're asking them to do, but then provide some clarification, it would make it less threatening.
Well, let me just say, I think that's a great idea for the next step down the road, but I don't think, because we need that document for a lot of reasons. But I don't think we can hold up sending out the RFP until that drafting process happens, because my guess is, especially with the holidays coming up, it'll take at least a month, if not 6 weeks, to agree on how that document should read. So I think we should get out this RFP tonight, or get it out to the PNB and encourage them to approve it, you know, at their next meeting. And then immediately, or even tonight, we could ask for a couple people to begin the drafting of that thing, which I think is a very good idea.
That's fair enough.
So, all right. So, let me read it as I have it, and then let's really try to wrap this up. Okay. So the current language is, after the current sentence that reads, "We invite your organization to submit a proposal to us by." Actually, let's settle on the date now. The PNB, who from the PNB can tell us when your next teleconference is?
December the 7th.
December 7th. Do you know if this item can get dealt with, or is it not?
Probably not.
No, I absolutely cannot tell you that.
Okay, I said probably not. So
yeah,
do you know when
We've
your
got
next
a lot
meeting?
On the plate.
Okay. Do you know when your next meeting is, or hasn't been set?
I don't think January has been announced.
Okay, so let's assume it won't be till early January. So
we could call it January the 31st for 09 for, you know.
Okay, well, why don't we do that tentatively? And, of course, the PNB can change this date if, you know, they delay. I hope they don't, but if they do, then they'll change it. So we'll say, we invite your organization to submit a proposal to us by January 31st, 2009 for our consideration. Your organization is free to make a proposal only for items 1 and 2, or alternatively, for items 3 through whatever the last one is, or both, if you so desire. New sentence. Please describe the staffing structure that you propose to interact with the foundation in administering this contract. Any objections to that language? Okay. The last thing that I noticed was that, tell me if you think we don't need to add this because, maybe it's too detailed, but just to give them a heads up, where it says appoint a local election supervisor, that they, under our bylaws, they don't have completely free rein, because the bylaw says, that the national election supervisor shall appoint, subject to approval of the executive director, a local election supervisor for each radio station. So should we put in that phrase, appoint, parenthesis, subject to approval of the foundation executive director?
Yes, that complies with the bylaws.
Right. Just to alert them that they're going to be second guessed on that issue.
Well, Carolyn, I'm a fact?
Yes.
Yeah, is it? If there are other places, then maybe we should just cover ourselves with a blanket statement that some of these provisions are subject to constraints in the foundation bylaws, which the vendor should become familiar with or expect to honor. Phrase that. Just a general blanket statement.
Right, that's a good idea.
Instead of trying to second guess every little
case,
you know.
Okay. All right. So our organization, Pacifica Foundation, is accepting proposals from election management providers to provide election services for our organization, comma, subject to the provisions of our bylaws, available. Well, actually, after this call, I'll look up article blank of our bylaws so they don't spend all day looking through the whole thing, available at, and then we'll give them a specific URL where they can go read it. How's that? Any objection to that language?
No, that's good.
Okay. All right. So, last call before we get off this topic. Any other changes? Okay, hearing none, then this document is approved to send to the PNB. I'll fix up those little technical things after the call tonight and then post it to the committee. And then, Yosh, do you, as secretary, do you want to formally transmit it to, to Sherry as chair, board chair?
Sure, do that.
Okay, great. Okay, so we're done with this item. So we now move to the other item, which I think is a far quicker fix from last time, and that's, Yosh, you had some basically grammatical corrections to the motion we adopted about the cleaning up the mailing list.
Goodness. I don't know.
Well, you want me to read from your email if you don't have it handy?
Actually, Bob, I don't think that was mine. I don't know how.
Yeah, it's from you to me, November 11th. I don't believe the committee is yet ready to forward these motions to the PNB. As such, at the December 1st meeting, I'd like to propose the following amended motion. Okay, and these are purely grammatical, folks. This is not a substantive change Yosh is proposing. After the acronym NCOA, he would change it. He would add national change of address, which makes good sense. And then we didn't actually conform the language to change to the new language that we added, fully conform. So we would just strike the word should in the sentence. It is further recommended that this procedure be repeated instead of should be repeated regularly thereafter, and then put in inside parentheses the phrase approximately every 6 months as a prophylactic measure. Not a content change, identical meaning. It's just cleaning up the grammar. Is there any objection to those changes, those corrections? Okay, hearing none, then that's adopted, and I'll also send that out after the... Well, actually, you already sent it to me, so you have it now, Yosh. You
okay.
Can just send that as well to Sherry.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Hold on, let's see what's next. Okay, so next we're at the staff list. Carolyn, you want to present your proposal?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, I just wanted to ask that the IED direct the general managers to create a list. And I know there are questions. Bill had some and Yosh had some. And your substitute motion, Bob, is just very long, and it addresses a great many details. I thought maybe we could circumvent some of that in order to get the list started and simply create a work group and direct it to work with the GMs and have the work group work with the GMs to create staff lists, that would then be used as a basis for whatever the staff lists are used for. The GM staff lists are simple in that they the criteria are contact information and conforming to the bylaws definition, and at KPFA and WBAI, there are two different sets of criteria for what, so that they would have, those organizations would have their own staff lists, but at least the GMs would have staff lists. And I know that this is not technically our responsibility, but the foundation needs to know who works for them. So I think that it's important that we have these lists. And then the elections supervisors will have these lists to fall back on. And the negotiations between the unpaid staff organizations at KPFA and WBAI would iron out the differences between now and the time of elections. But I think the time to start collecting these lists and getting them nailed down is now and not later. So I would propose a very simple motion, if I may read it.
Sure.
That the Elections Committee strongly recommends that the PNB require the Interim Executive Director to implement the PNB motions in place regarding the creation of staff lists, paid and unpaid, by December 15, 2008, and that the Elections Committee work group formed to work with the GM report to the EC, Elections Committee, at its next meeting, or by December 8th, whichever occurs first, on the progress made in meeting this directive. Now, the stumbling points are, of course, lists that have already been passed, which I attached to my email, and which are, you know, date back sometime, and which are going to cause some difficulties for people. But I'm hoping that the work groups can come up with recommendations, come back to the PNB or the EC, and suggest a compromise language for those motions, and if we have to rescind those and replace them, then we can do that at that time. But at this point, I would really like to just get the IED to direct the GMs to start the process. As Bill says, he already has a list of staff members and names and email addresses, which is good. KPF, WBAI has a list which is not based on the same criteria as a general manager's list would be. And KPFA has a list which is not acceptable to the unpaid staff organization, and that has to be negotiated. But at least if the general managers have a list at every station, then we can begin to negotiate the differences and try and bring everybody into some sort of agreement on this. So I would suggest that the I understand your very well thought out substitute amendment. Again, it goes into a great deal of detail, which I think we should not be doing at this level. I would like to just get a list started, and then we can iron out the differences later. So I would propose that we simply pass that simple statement now and form a work group to work with the GMs and ask the IED to set the motion in process.
Okay. If I could speak to my substitute motion. I agree with Carolyn that it is definitely time to really get the general managers to start working on these lists. We need them for the elections and certainly for other purposes. So that's a good initiative. The problem is that the original motion under which this authority was created, I believe, was flawed and totally unworkable in mandating that the list be updated every month. And it's possible that could be one reason for the lack of implementation. And I'm not making excuses because I think there needed to be, you know, more action on developing these lists. But certainly it's just not realistic. Well, it wasn't realistic when this was first passed, but now with several stations having undergone layoffs, and particularly I know at WBAI, it's in the very department where this type of work is done, it's even more unrealistic that you can expect every single month to be to have a list updated. So that's why I'm proposing that it be amended to say essentially every 6 months, except of course at the time of election when It's got to be right up to the minute of whatever the record date is for the election, but that the general standard be approximately every 6 months, the general manager would have to make sure that the list gets updated. So that's the one aspect of the substitute. Now, the reason like that it seems to be detailed, it's actually not detailed. It's just putting that change of frequency into the two separate scenarios of the original motion, one for a station that does have a recognized staff organization and one that doesn't. And then the part that does get a little detailed is something we could consider separately and later, but that it's related to this process. And this is a proposal that came out of our unpaid staff organization at WBAI, which is that there be an arbitration mechanism when there's a dispute between a GM and an unpaid staff organization or individual staff about who is and who isn't qualified. But I would suggest in the interest of time that we separate that off for, and defer that from tonight's discussion and just focus on this question of the frequent, well, actually there's two questions. The frequency of updating and when this thing starts, the first go-round, because Carolyn's motion says by December 15th that the IED should implement these motions. So that would really be telling these stations, you know, within, and we're just a committee, right? And we've just established that the PNB is
right.
Not even going to get to this till January, early January at best. But whatever, I'm saying that, you know, to mandate that within 2 or 3 weeks after the PNB meets, that they have to have finished updating their list, that's just not going to happen. It's not realistic. So that's why I was proposing a more realistic date, given that winter pledge drives are coming up soon, would be around March 1st to have the first round of updating done. And then a second round would happen after the record date, which under the bylaws amendment passed last year, there's a little bit of discretion by the National Election Supervisor, so I believe it can be between June 1st and June 15th will be the record date in years with elections. So they'd be updating by March 1st and then re-updating by, and I'm suggesting, a month after the record date. In other words, you have to be qualified by the record date, but it may take a while with the back and forth of the record keeping and checking. So by, you know, that would mean by essentially July 1st, July 15th, there would be the final list that would go to the election supervisor. So that's the gist of my proposal. So the floor is open.
All right, may I respond to that?
Sure.
Yeah, I think the December 15th date may be unrealistic, but I think March is much too far because the proposal is front-loaded, as we say. The hard work will be that first list. The maintenance, whether it's monthly or every 3 months, which I would certainly be willing to consider, 6 months is much too long. The monthly maintenance actually would make it easier because there shouldn't be that many changes. But if, in fact, we're going to use the bylaws definition of hours worked, then I think the monthly maintenance will actually make it easier because department heads and program directors will simply have to notify whoever's keeping the records of any changes. And I think it's a question of how the paperwork is set up. I had designed a form for reporting, and I think if we design a very simple report form, it should take maybe, I would say, half an hour a month to bring everybody up to date after the first month, which is going to be difficult. But I would like to see the monthly update attempted, and then if people couldn't do it, of course, then they can't do it. But rather than write in what I would consider an almost failure, the inability to keep records, I think keeping records monthly would make the elections much easier and make the election supervisor's job go much more smoothly. So rather than encourage them to slack off and wait until 3 months are up and then scramble around for all of that data for people who may have left or not have a program that month, I would rather see it written in as every month, and then if people say, well, we couldn't do it, we had to do it every 2 or 3 months, that certainly would be acceptable. You know, sort of the equivalent of a hurricane and PNB meetings. But I'm not I really don't want to go to 6 months. I think that that's not going to be helpful to the supervisor. And it's probably looking for trouble.
Okay, is that Bonnie?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go in a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
As I had said earlier on the call, I should have left 20 minutes ago. I think either one of them is perfect, but I agree with Bob that I think that in practice, the fact that the one that was passed by the PNB said every month is part of the reason that people got sort of cowed by it and pushed it to the wayside and didn't deal with it. I just don't think it's realistic. I am also concerned about having the date be too soon, that the first list would have to be done, because December is virtually a waste, as we all know, leading up to the holidays. A lot of people are gone. We also have layoffs going on at all the stations. And then January, I know that we're going to probably be dealing with a lot of hearings and special broadcasts, and then everyone will be going into fund drive. And I don't really want to quibble about the date of March. I mean, maybe that sounds a little bit late to me, but I think it's the better choice of asking people to have anything done in the month of December. I think that this might work okay. Although I also like Carolyn's idea of a work group. I think there's more talking to be done around this, because there are kind of wickets in each part of this, particularly for the stations that have unpaid staff organizations. So I guess on whole, I'm saying that of the two, I lean toward Bob's.
Okay. Other people who want to address this?
Yoast for the stack.
Go ahead.
I would rather keep it nice and simple, and so I'm kind of leaning towards Carolyn, but if and only if the updating were switched from monthly to quarterly, and also if, I agree with Bonnie that December is not a realistic date, I'd rather have it 30 days from the date of PNB approval. And I would offer, if Carolyn could accept those as friendly amendments, then please do.
Yes, I certainly would. That sounds quite reasonable. 3 months is better than six. And I realize in December I wrote this a month or so ago. So that sounds good to me. 30 days from PNB approval, that could be delayed forever. If we could get it to the PNB on the 7th, that would be fine, but if we have to wait until January, then we have another delay. I'm just thinking about the poor election supervisors trying to make sense of a list that hasn't been updated for 3 or 4 months.
Well, let me just point out, the election supervisors don't have to deal with a list that's not updated. They'll deal with the list that they get after the record date, because the list that's developed in, whether it's in January, February, March, or whenever, is useless to them. The only list that counts is the one as of the last day to become a member, because people can lose their membership between January and June, if their $25 period runs out. So that's not an issue for the supervisors.
Well, what I meant was that if there is 2 or 3 or 4 months of updating to do, it may not get done in time for them. So a quarterly is as long as I think would be feasible, but that seems logical. So if we could move it from December to 30 days after PNB approval and switch it to a quarterly update, I would certainly agree to that language.
Thank you. Okay. Who else would like to speak? No one else wants to address this?
This is Bill.
Yeah.
I basically like Bob's ideas, but that didn't make that much difference to me one way or the other. I think realistically, monthly would be nice. Monthly updates would be nice, but it's going to be hard to get them. And if we're not going to be using them every month, then I'm not sure we should be mandating that. I would be hopeful that if we can get a real PD and a real HR director again, that they can just ask that the staff list be kept up to date all the time, because they have other reasons for doing that too. But at least for elections, we're not going to be looking at it every month anyway. So, but the three-month thing sounded like a good compromise.
Carolyn, if I may?
Well, hold on, Carolyn. Anyone else want to speak on this?
Bob, I already spoke, but could I just ask before we go too much further, since in between Carolyn and Yosh discussing it, I think some changes happened to what Carolyn was proposing. Could we just have a kind of recap as to where we are on that one?
Yeah, Yosh, do you have language?
I do not. In fact, I don't have Carolyn's motion here in front of me. I just wrote down updated quarterly, and
it was sort of buried in the longish email I sent out this morning. I would like to avoid having to rescind a PNB resolution, so if we could leave the PNB motions in place and say that the general managers will report quarterly and leave it to their discretion to comply with the PNB motion that says they have to collect data quarterly. That might
I'm afraid you can't get around the plain language of these old motions. They
right.
say that the general managers of each Pacifica station shall maintain a roster updated monthly of the individuals who qualify as staff members. So, I mean, you don't have to rescind the whole motion. You can just amend the earlier motion.
Well, or we could just say that they can update it monthly and leave it to their discretion, but they should report it.
No, there is no
quarterly.
Discretion. That's the point. It has no discretion.
There's no enforcement. It shall be updated
monthly.
But there's no enforcement. There's no penalty for not doing it. There's no reporting for them. There's no supervision. The shall was left, as you say, to their discretion.
No, I did not say to their discretion, and I think, you know, that Bill has proposed an amendment that would be Yosh has proposed that it be every 3 months. So if we're going to do that, then we should, you know, we should word that so that it says the previous motion adopted is amended to read shall be updated every 3 months, at least every 3 months.
All right, if we can amend it that simply, that would be fine. I was just trying to avoid a long, drawn-out procedure.
Well, it's not long and drawn out, but I'll write a sentence and read it to you in a minute. But in the meantime, I just want to say that I'd like us to vote on my alternative language that it would be 6 months rather than 3 months. But let me put together a sentence here.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm doing that, anyone else want to speak on the pros and cons of the 3 months versus 6 months and the 30 days versus, I would say, 60 days after whenever the PNB adopts this. Any other opinions? People haven't spoken? Okay. All right. I almost have it here. Okay, so Carolyn's wording, or whoever wants to take ownership of this amendment, would read, the PNB motion adopted November 28, 2005, is amended to mandate that the general managers and unpaid staff organizations update the staff rosters every 3 months. Is that for, who wants to claim this as their amendment? Yosh, I think it was your idea.
That's fine.
Okay, so is that language okay?
Yes.
Okay. So then, and the earlier part would read that the Elections Committee strongly recommends that the PNB require the Interim Executive Director to implement the PNB motions in place regarding the creation of staff lists. Actually, it says paid and unpaid, but the original motion that you're referring to is only about the unpaid. Well, okay. We can leave that because there are other motions about the paid staff. All right. So to implement the PNB motions in place regarding the creation of staff lists, paid and unpaid, by 30 days after the PNB's adoption of this motion, and that the Elections Committee work group formed to work with the GMs report to the Elections Committee at its next meeting on the progress made in meeting this directive. However, the PNB motion adopted November 28, 2005 is hereby amended to mandate that the general managers and unpaid staff organizations update the staff rosters every 3 months. Maybe we should make it clear rather than every month, just for those who don't know what the original one said. All right, so that's Yosha's amendment, and my amendment would simply change the word every 3 to every 6. And, well, it's two pieces. I would change the 30 days after the PNB adopts it to 60, and 6 months, every 6 months instead of every 3. So if there's no more conversation, maybe are we ready to vote on those two changes?
Sounds good.
Okay. Yosh, can you please call the roll on... So the first one we'll vote on is changing 30 days after PNB's adoption to 60 days after PNB's adoption.
Perhaps just see if there's any objection.
Well,
Yes, I object.
Yeah, I figured there would be. So let's call
right.
the roll.
Right. So are we doing...
Let's vote on the 60. 60 days after that... The first implementation has to be 60 days after the PNB adopts this motion.
Okay,
so a point of information.
Yes.
The earliest point is that would, the earliest time then 60 days would kick in would be sometime in March.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay, so we're just voting right now on the extending out to 60 days from the PNB adoption. Is that correct?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Steve Brown?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Anthony Theft?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Rob Robinson? Rob, are you still there with us? Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Yosh votes no. 3, 4. I think we've got, we're at four yays and four nays, and we've not heard from Rob.
Okay, then I'd like to make another proposal for 45 days.
Well, that fails. Can we go on to the next motion? That's the next.
No, amendment? We don't know how people will vote on 45.
No, but we there's another amendment that you proposed besides the 30 days.
No, but I'm saying that's a compromise, and that might. Let's see, since we're closely divided.
Can we do the things in order? I mean, the one that proposed was the update to update every 3 months, and you wanted to change that to 6.
No, let's stick with one subject at a time.
Motion at a time. The motions were presented, and the amendments were presented in a certain order, and I think we need to take them in the order
Just held a vote on how many days of implementation. So since that failed, let's settle how many days of implementation, and then we'll go on to the quarterly or the 6 months or the whatever. So
I don't think that's quite cricket to insert a new motion in between one that has already been on the table.
Actually, the second vote, as I understood, before we took the 60-day vote, was we would next vote on 30 days. So I think we should probably move on
all right.
to 30 days.
So fine, we can go do that next. So okay. go ahead, so call the roll on 30 days.
Right, 30 days. This is to be updated within 30 days after the PNB adopts. And so we will vote Wesley Bethune.
Yay.
Point of information?
No. Yes, Bill.
So if we vote no, then what is it?
Then we'll have to come back and figure out something we can agree on by a majority, some other number
okay.
of days.
So right. as yet it's indeterminate.
Right.
Correct.
Thank you.
Now, Carolyn Burden?
30 days, yes.
Steve Brown?
Okay.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Anthony Theft?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Rob Robinson, are you there yet? Bonnie Simmons?
All right, so we're... I'll go yes on this, and we'll just get it settled here.
And Yosh votes yes. We've got 3, 4, 5, 6 yays and 2 nays, so the 30-day passes.
Okay, so next is the phrase about frequency. So that I'll read the sentence again. However, the PNB motion adopted November 28, 2005 is hereby amended to mandate that the general managers and unpaid staff organizations update the staff rosters every 3 months rather than every month. So, and then my amendment was 6 months. So we vote on the amendment to the amendment first. And then if that fails, we can go back to the original. I'm sorry? Was that Bill?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, is that everyone clear? We're voting on 6 months, and if that fails, then we'll vote on 3 months. Okay?
Okay. Wesley Bethune.
Hey.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Steve Brown. Okay, we'll come back to Steve. Bill Crozier.
No.
Anthony Fest.
No.
Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Rob Robinson. Rob. Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Yosh Yamanaka votes no. So the 6 month fails, and we will vote on 3 months.
Okay.
Wesley Bethune?
Would you repeat that, please?
Sure, I'll read it again. The PNB motion adopted November 28, 2005 is hereby amended to mandate that the general managers and unpaid staff organizations update the staff rosters every 3 months rather than every month. So this is whether you want to add this sentence to the motion.
Yes.
Thank you, Wesley. Carolyn.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
I skipped to Steve Brown. Steve,
yes. Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
And you're voting yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Anthony Fest.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
Abstain.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Yosh Yamanaka votes yes. And Rob Robinson, I don't know if you're there or not. It appears that we've got no opposition. It's all yays and one abstention.
Okay, so now we're at the motion as amended, the entire motion. I'll read it from the beginning. That the Elections Committee strongly recommends that the PNB require the Interim Executive Director to implement the PNB motions in place regarding the creation of staff lists, paid and unpaid, by 30 days after the PNB's adoption of this motion, and that the Elections Committee work group formed to work with the GMs reports to the Election Committee report to the Elections Committee at its next meeting on the progress made in meeting this directive. However, the PNB motion adopted 11-28-05 is hereby amended to mandate that the general managers and unpaid staff organizations update the staff rosters every 3 months rather than every month. Go ahead. You can call the roll on that. Or, well, actually, let me ask, is there any opposition to this motion as amended? Okay. Hearing none, then that's adopted. So, Yosh, if you could, I'll send out this final language after the meeting, and if you could also forward that to Sherry, we would appreciate that. Okay, and I just want to remind people that I still will be offering my motion about the arbitration procedure at the next meeting. One other thing I just wanted to clarify, when Carolyn posted her, the background information on this, she said that there were several motions adopted by the PNB, and one of them that she included was a very detailed list of criteria or formats for how the form should be structured.
I don't think those were passed by the PNB.
Right, exactly. I was just going to say that. I carefully checked all my past minutes from 2006, and this was not adopted. So that's, that's basically some people's idea about how it should be done, but the only thing that's on the books is what I read you earlier about, that was passed in November of 2005.
I think those two amended motions that I gave the numbers for were adopted, and I took Lonnie Hicks's motion, Lonnie Hicks's list, which has several inaccuracies. I'll have to go back and check that list, but you may be correct on that.
I think it was just those two things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, say that again, Bonnie. I'm sorry, Bonnie, I didn't hear you.
I think it was just those PNB motions that were passed November 05.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I think that's it.
Yeah, Carolyn had included some other things that were passed that are not directly relevant to this. They're just like the NES is responsible for audit, the ballot database should be made available to the public. Those were passed, but those are not directly on the point.
Right.
And then there's one about non-staff volunteers. But on the question of unpaid staff, it was only those two that we just proposed an amendment to.
I'll have to go back and check that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to jump off if we're done. I'm really late.
Please feel free, because I was about to point out that we've reached our agreed-upon ending time of 10:30. So is there any burning last statement that anyone needs to make before we sign off?
Pacifica.
All right.
Thanks, you're here. Jack, okay. And everybody for okay. The RFP.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
We'll see you tonight.
Bye.
Bye.